There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Rockstrip.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for being here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I think have gone a little bit backwards here with Ebola, as we're hearing that a Sierra Leone village is in lockdown right now after 31 new cases have been recorded. We'll keep you guys posted on that and tell you what's going on that end. We also have some news that a lot of the processed foods that we're eating may be increasing the rates that we're seeing of obesity, but also colitis, an inflammatory bowel condition. And we're wondering if maybe that's why some of you guys that don't necessarily need gluten-free, who are going gluten-free, are noticing you're feeling better with your bowels. Multiple sclerosis, a debilitating neurological condition that scares the hell out of many of us, if you've ever had a family member or a loved one with it, we're finding that your daily coffee could lower your multiple sclerosis risk. All right. And then there's this parasite that's circulating in Florida snails that could be posing health risks. We're going to talk about that. Leonard Nimoy, Spock, he needs no introduction, has unfortunately passed at the age of 83, suffering from complications of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He quit smoking 30 years ago. Still died of COPD. We're going to discuss that. And suicide rates are up. And suicide rates, from what we're hearing, some very scary statistics linked to the recession. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I've been never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting, an article's come out. A study has come out saying more than half of us Americans barely break even, all right, each month, or we live beyond our means each month. And I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but for those people out there around the country saying, you know, the economy's better, the recession's better, we're doing better, I'm like, whoa, this is the calm before the storm. I think things are going to hit really hard, and we've already talked about some of the things that I think are going to be upon us. Older people not being able to live in their homes anymore, leaving their homes. As the baby boomers, the biggest boom of our population, the biggest group of our population starting to age, move in with family members or assisted living or unfortunately passing away, leaving a plethora of homes, causing a future housing crisis, huge economic crisis, based on more and more of the restrictions of Obamacare, as well as people being able to access the internet to go shopping and not needing to go into retail stores, less retail stores needing to be open. We see the loss of or the shutdown of many of Radio Shack and Blockbuster, etc. So as we become more digitalized, less jobs, less locations, less real estate, etc. So I want everybody prepared. Now, according to this article, they say nearly 6 years after the Great Recession, I hate using the term after, you know, I feel it where I live, but if they want to say it's in the past, all right, they say, and I guess the Great Recession, the Depression lasted years, but they're kind of using that as a landmark spot, like back 2009. A clear majority of American families say they feel unprepared for an financial emergency. The Pew Charitable Trust poll of 7,000 U.S. households find that 57% do not consider themselves ready for a sudden financial setback. My husband and I, oh, absolutely not. No way. You know, my husband said, you know, let's tear up any credit cards So, you know, as we start to get rid of any debt, tear them up and go, I'm afraid to. Because if, God forbid, anything happens again, we're going to have to go back to that to be able to pay and, you know, pay our bills. And so a lot of us, our emergency plan is hitting the credit cards, which, as you could see, was a very, very bad, not a very applicable Band-Aid, you know, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, etc. 55% say they break even or spend more than they make each lunch, and a third have no savings. This is very, very scary, especially since we're going to be in the next segment talking about how suicide rates are astronomically high. The survey does note some signs of improvement. 56% rate their own financial situation as positive. That's a little bit better than 55% thought they did back in 2007. 27% give the economy a positive grade, equal to pre-recession levels. 51% think they're financially secure. Now, remember we were told back in the 80s that you should have at least 3 months' income in your savings so that if you lose your job, that gives you, you know, a few months to find a job. Now we're being told to have a year, if not more. Look at what happened with the recession. This is crazy stuff. So, they say, even among people whose annual incomes are greater than $100,000, 22% felt insecure, 10% in no savings, 12% reported having less than $10,000 in wealth, not including housing. Overall, 56% reported worrying about their finances, 71% around about covering regular expenses. Absolutely. You know, and look, remember I said last year was the year of the downsize? That saved my husband and I so much time and money and stomach lining, and probably saved years of our lives just cutting everything back. Downsizing, cutting, but the reason why that was kind of, it was hard to do is because I'm not a spender as it is. I don't buy jewelry. I don't buy a lot of new clothes. For any of you guys that follow me on Facebook, you'll see the same outfit year after year after year. And so, because what? I'm gonna go and buy a new dress because I'm afraid somebody, I don't care if somebody sees me in a rewear. Alright? If I can still fit into it, I'm proud to wear it. So we haven't been big spenders anyway. But the problem is if I am foreseeing, and other economists are like, look, you know, there's going to be another housing crisis coming, there's going to be another drop, then what should you guys be doing to prepare? I know a lot of us are like, you know what, I always want a new computer, I always want an Xbox, I'm going to get it. Yeah, you want to live life and enjoy life while you can, but still, we need to be preparing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we're going to talk about suicide. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Excuse me, I have allergies, so things are literally wet here in my nose and my mouth, and I really, really apologize. We'll talk about allergies next week because I don't want to think about it because my allergies will get worse. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, there is a study linking the recession to a spike in suicides among middle-aged people. And this research report said job, financial, legal problems played a role in 37.5% of all completed suicide in middle-aged people in the year 2010, which is up from under 33% back in 2005, according to findings published in the February 27th Journal of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. They said mental health problems still remain the leading factor of middle-aged suicides, and were usually involved in 4 out of 5 suicide deaths. But financial pressures probably played a key role in triggering suicidal action in somebody who might have only been contemplating suicide. However, the study could only find an association between tough economic times and suicide rates. It did not prove cause and effect. So, an association is like, wow, it looks like, you know, we see more. We're looking at the time frame as opposed to, you know, all right, I have financial problems. I'm going to turn around and commit suicide, and there being proof of that. The middle-aged, they said, bear the brunt of economic stress associated with the downturn, according to study author Catherine Hempstead, director of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Center for State Health Policy at Rutgers University of Princeton, New Jersey. Woo! That was a long sentence. She says there the breadwinner groups who are raising kids, paying for college, planning for their retirement, and supporting the elderly parents. Overall, suicide rates for U.S. adults between the ages of 40 and 64 have risen about 40% since 1999. And then there was a huge jump between 2007 and 2010, which obviously they linked to the recession. Researchers decided to explore whether the last recession, which officially began December 2007, played a role in the increased suicide rate. So, I guess they said 1 out of 4 workers aged 50 to 64 experienced salary reductions during the recession. Really? Only 25%? They say usually, they say 1 out of every 5 younger workers noticed the drop. Huh. I mean, where I live, almost all of us notice drops. The researchers evaluated suicide data from 16 states that report to the Nevada Violent Death Reporting System. All right. And they found that that there are 17 distinct suicide circumstances. All right. In 3 major categories. So you got the personal circumstances like depression, mental health, substance abuse. You have the interpersonal circumstances that have to do, like, say, with relationships, domestic violence, death of a friend. And then you have external circumstances. That's where something externally is causing you to want to commit suicide, losing a job, struggling to make ends meet, facing legal problems, etc. So they found in the middle age group, increased jump in the external circumstance type of suicide. Younger people under age 40 did not show the same increased influence of financial factors on their decision to die by suicide. Maybe it's because younger people are like, look, I still have my whole life ahead of me. I still have, you know, but, you know, it's interesting. You know, middle-aged people, it's interesting how they, middle-aged, middle-income, et cetera, those people I could see are the ones that are the most stressed. It was very, very interesting. When I was looking at my patient population, the ones who were on, you know, unemployment or were able to get assistance from the state, you know, they were like, you know, Dahlia, you know, I didn't want to have to do that, but, you know, I'm good. You know, we're blessed. I'm able to still, you know, feed my kids, feed myself. We got, you know, the unemployment checks are coming in. So far, as long as this stays, I'm good. So I'm wondering if that's why your middle-income, middle-aged people end up being the biggest target for this, because they can't rely on government aid. They don't make enough, but they also aren't rich, so they don't have, you know, 401Ks to tap in on, or, I don't know, 503Bs, or mutual fund, or index mutual funds, or all the stuff that, you know, et cetera, that they might have been able to, put money into. So if they, you know, they can't, rely on government aid, they have to, again, deal with, okay, well, I want to try to save for retirement, I got to put my kids to college, I got to do this. I could see why. All right. Not that I think anybody would want to change places with anybody who was, underserved, by any means, with lack of medical care, et cetera. But we, being middle-aged myself, so, you know, even though I was kind of in my 30s when this all started, being now into my 40s, I'm very, very concerned. Never would think of suicide. Okay, again, I feel blessed, and, you know, thank God with my religious background, I feel like I am way more blessed than I even deserve. And so I feel like every day is a gift. And when things got rough, I was like, well, you know, it sucks. It does. It sucks. And yeah, I had a pity party. I was in a funk, but, you know, never thank God to that point. Yet some people, why would this drive them to that? Well, we get tired sometimes of fighting, all right? And the struggle is very overwhelming. And, you know, for me, luckily, I've always been stress-driven. And so I'm sure one day I'm going to just completely have a nervous breakdown going, oh, I can't handle it anymore. No more 80-hour work weeks. No more finance issues. No more family issues. I'm done. All right. I am sure I'm going to have a meltdown. Fine. Well-deserved. And I promise I'll YouTube it and I'll post it on my Facebook and Twitter because I think that's going to be a very entertaining thing. But, you know, again, medical school and the way we were trained and the way, you know, I was working three, you know, part-time jobs while going to college, trying to make the grades to get to medical school, et cetera, supporting myself, it wasn't, again, a bad life. I had a very blessed, protected, safe life, thank God, compared to some of my friends and some of my neighbors. But it was always stress-driven, going, look, you know, this is not, I'm not at my final peak. I got to do better. And this drive to always do better, where, look, I got to make this better. I got to make the situation better. All right, kept me going. Some people are like, I'm done. I am absolutely done. I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to make it better. It's not going to get better. I've made it better, and it keeps falling in my face, and now I'm going to be facing a life I don't want to face. And they feel like they're done, which is a very, very scary form of thinking. You know, and you as a loved one or a friend need to identify that. What are some signs of somebody possibly, you know, having a death wish or contemplating suicide? Well, one is they start acting reckless. Like, you know what, to heck with it. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get stoned. I'm going to get laid. I'm going to whatever. I'm just going to just go out there and whatever. So you gotta be a little, wary. They're like, okay, well, you know, maybe they're just trying to kind of let loose. Maybe they have a little midlife crisis. But you gotta watch those people that are all of a sudden going into this reckless behavior. If they start to increase their drug use or increase their alcohol, if they talk about suicide, if they go, you know how much better this will be if we're dead? No, not better at all. Look, my name isn't even sexy anymore. It was on the Dr. Dahlia Show as the dorkiest name out there. I can't even get a woman if I wanted to. My name is Bob. You know, it's okay. Just don't listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You'll be fine. Okay? You gotta be there. Sleep starts to change. They seem to be more anxious. They're more angry. They can't control their mood. You know, they always talk about mood changes and anxiety and withdrawal and depression. All right? The key to all that is they aren't controlling themselves. All right? Because when somebody decides to commit suicide, what percentage of them, if they just stopped and thought about it, would it? See what I mean? You know what? I'm going to sleep on it. A lot of us are like, you know what? I'm going to quit my job. That is it. I'm going to quit my job. No. Sleep on it. You sleep on it. You're like, oh, you know what? That's okay. All right. You got to tell people to sleep on it. Okay? Scary stuff. Not that. I mean, if anybody tells you they're going to commit suicide, you got to get medical professionals involved. I mean, you got to get somebody to come in and help them. They start to give away possessions. You know, here, I want you to take this. All right? You're like, really? But you love that. That's like your favorite shirt. That's like your, what, really? You just donated $3,000 to this child's charity. God bless you, but you told me you only have $3,000 in the bank. You know, I just don't need it anymore. Why don't you need your $3,000 savings anymore? You're down to zero in the bank. What's going on here? All right? Those are signs. And it's scary. All right? I mean, I've seen people in my office. Luckily, these are people asking for help. So they're coming in going, I need antidepressants. I need medicine for sleep. I need whatever. And trust me, I would screen them for suicide. I'm like, you know, let's tell me. I mean, is it a thought that's kind of passed your mind? And luckily, I've had no patient suicides. Thank God. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we say goodbye today to Leonard Nimoy, who dies at age of 83. Always known as Mr. Spock and one of the coolest intellect geeky guys we've known. He made being intellectual and geeky cool. Right, being William Shatner's Captain Kirk's best friend on the show, and I guess attracting some hot babes on Star Trek II, unfortunately died at his Bel Air home at the age of 83. Well loved, well missed, live long and prosper, Mr. Nimoy. Now, Leonard Nimoy had quit smoking, from what we understand, decades ago. But unfortunately, they say died of complications, not only of heart, but of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema. And, you know, some of you have asked me, well, you know, when it comes to stopping smoking, when do we start to see the benefits of quitting smoking? Now, mind you, Leonard Nimoy said he has paid his respects to smoking and booze, coming to terms with celebrity and the character, and he said he stopped drinking more than 25 years ago. And even though he stopped smoking about 30 years ago, he acknowledges that smoking had a lasting effect on his lungs. Depends on when you quit smoking. Now, if he stopped smoking in his 50s, now remember, okay, he was born in the 1930s. So he might have smoked a lot more than some, you know, some of you have, okay? We started to cut back on smokes 70s, 80s, 90s. So for him, his stopping, you know, after, let's say, 30, 40 years of smoking, it might have already damaged his lungs to a point of no return. Or maybe because he lived another 30 years past quitting smoking, his lungs did start to improve. And they could only improve so much. So this is interesting, I want to talk about. On Healthline, they have a timeline of what happens when you quit smoking and how quickly things start to improve, okay? And we've talked about this before on the show, but I think it's a great time to review. So in as little as 20 minutes, if you quit smoking, you will already notice some benefits, okay? So what happens at the 20-minute mark? Well, the heart rate starts to go down, okay? Starts to go back to normal. And remember, a lower resting heart rate is healthier than a higher resting heart rate. So they say within 20 minutes of you being done with smoking, right, heart rate goes down. Now, some of you say, wait a second. And within a couple hours, I'm going to start to crave. I'm going to start to have anxiety. I'm going to start to have withdrawal symptoms. Well, yeah. At about a couple hours, you could already start feeling some nicotine withdrawal. Absolutely. Okay? But blood pressure is down, heart rate is down. Right? What about 12 hours after you quit? They say carbon monoxide, and we know it's very, very toxic. Carbon monoxide is CO. And it looks like O2, which is oxygen. CO looks very similar to O2. So when carbon monoxide is being released with burning tobacco or these space heaters, etc., it competes with oxygen to bind to your blood cells, and then you're getting less oxygen. Well, CO2 that's being released is starting to now get out of your system. And so within 12 hours, the carbon monoxide in your body decreases to lower levels, and now your oxygen is starting to take over. Now, some of you are like, wait a second here. Wait, I should be feeling better now, but by 12 hours, I feel like crap. Well, microscopically or biochemically, you're better. Okay, you got to trust me on that one. What about 24 hours after you quit? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Heart attack rate for smokers is 70% higher than non-smokers, but after just one full day of quitting smoking, they say your heart attack risk will already start to drop. Why? Because the blood pressure was lower, your heart rate was lower, and now you have less substances in your body, and you're already starting to clean them out. By the 20, now, you're not going to equate to a person who is a non-smoker at 24 hours, but your heart risk is already going to go down. What about 2 days after you quit? All right? They say after 48 hours, some of your nerve endings are going to start to regrow, and your ability to smell and taste will be enhanced. So you will start to see that within 2 days of quitting. What about 3 days? By 3 days, they say the nicotine should be out of your system. Okay? So nicotine withdrawal may peak. You may feel a little crappy, but it's a sign that the nicotine is out of your system. That's at the 3-day mark. That's pretty interesting. Okay? Now, what about 2 to 3 weeks? Well, okay, start to exercise a little bit more, and you're like, you know what? I'm less winded. I'm a little less short of breath. Your regenerative processes are starting to improve. Your lung function's improving. after 2 to 3 weeks without smoking, your lungs will symptomatically feel better. And after about 2 to 3 weeks, withdrawal symptoms should be gone. What about the 1 to 9 months? Your lungs are starting to repair. The cilia. Remember we talked about cilia that gets paralyzed with nicotine? These are the cilia are the little hair-like projections that help push pollutants out with mucus out, etc. They're going to start to repair and function properly again. So now if your cilia is doing their job, less infection, all right, and less cancer exposure because the cilia is doing what they're supposed to do, okay? You should be done with withdrawal by the 1 to 9 month mark. Now a year. You have quit smoking for a year, all right? Your wife is a non-smoker, okay? Are you going to outlive her? Well, probably not yet, but you'll live longer for her. After a year without smoking, they say your risk of heart disease has now dropped 50% from when you were a smoker. So now, if your buddy is still smoking, he's now twice as likely as you to have a heart attack. Now you've hit the 5-year mark. You quit smoking 5 years ago. All right? Well done. Now we start to see your drop in stroke risk. They say after 5 to 15 years of being smoke-free, your risk of having a stroke now is equitable to somebody who never smoked. All right? Or doesn't smoke. So that's pretty damn good. What about the 10-year mark? The 10-year mark. Now, smokers, high risk for lung cancer. Lung cancer is extremely dangerous, and smoking causes 90% of lung cancers, okay? So, your risk of dying from lung cancer now at the 10-year mark is going to drop to half of that of a smoker's. So, you have a 50% less chance now of getting lung cancer if you have quit for 10 years. Now, some of you are like, oh, wait a second. If I quit for 10 years, I'm going to be 80 years old. It doesn't matter. I might as well smoke. No. Okay, just start cutting back now. Trust me, any little bit helps, okay? 10 years also after you quit smoking, less mouth cancer, throat cancer, esophagus cancer, bladder, kidney, pancreas, etc. At the 15-year mark, your heart disease level is now the same as anybody else. You're the same now, they say. All right? Your heart, hopefully, has the same sort of calcification as anybody else if you quit 15 years. All right? According to the American Heart Association, non-smokers on average live 14 years longer than smokers. So long-term, you're being off the smokes is awesome. So there's health lines, tobacco hotlines, there's email me if you're thinking about quitting smoking, and I want to put you in touch with the right source. But, the idea of, Leonard Nimoy died, and, he had COPD, and, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a lack of elasticity of your lung lining, so you have trouble getting air out, all right? Sometimes you can't get the elasticity back, but we don't know of any lung cancer that he suffered from that I know, all right? I know he was having some chest pain and some issues. We don't really know if he's had heart disease, but he lived till he was 83, all right? Whereas a smoker that would have continued to smoke, would he have lived even into his 70s? So, it's sad to see him go. But for those of you that smoke, there's a lot you could do, guys. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Harrison Ford is going to be returning for a Blade Runner sequel. Blade Runner, I don't remember watching back in the 80s. I remember seeing it later as a rerun, obviously. But Harrison Ford is going to reprise his 1982 role as Rick Deckard. Was it Deckard or Deckard? In a sequel to The Blade Runner more than 31 years after the film first premiered. Apparently, Ridley Scott, who directed the 1982 movie, it was adapted from the Philip K. Dick novel, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Alcon Entertainment announced Ford's role Thursday and said Scott will serve as an executive producer on the sequel, and production of the film will begin in the summer of 2016. Story will take place several decades after the events at the conclusion of the 1982 film, and a director has not yet been confirmed for the project. I need to definitely rewatch Blade Runner. It's been a very long time. All I remember is that he was in it. And I remember there were a lot of slow scenes. I don't really remember much. All right, there is a dangerous rat and snail parasite spreading across South Florida. And it is, I guess, a health hazard to both humans and animals. Scientists at the University of Florida say that the dreaded rat lungworm has been discovered in various species of snails, including the intrusive giant African snail. What's a giant African snail doing in Florida? Scientists made the discovery and published their results of their findings in the Journal of Parasitology. While examining a dead orangutan, which was the second primate to die from eating these diseased snails in Florida since 2004. By the way, I'm looking at a picture of this snail. It is the size of a grown-up's hand. That is a big snail. The Angiostrongylus cantonensis parasite has become a public health concern in Hawaii, all over Asia, now a serious issue in continental U.S., having been found in Florida and Louisiana. When ingested, these parasites eat through to the central nervous system. They finally die, but the infection could be fatal to the host. The worms can cause severe headaches, paralysis in victims, and if you contract this lungworm, it could be very, very deadly. Dozens of people who accidentally ate tiny snails on salad greens or other food items that were not properly washed have fallen ill in Hawaii. A research scientist at the University of Hawaii studying the lungworm declared that the worm flourishes in subtropical climate. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's pretty dry where I live. So it's hot, but it's not tropical by any means. And it's becoming, because it's not wet, it's now becoming prevalent in the warm parts of the U.S., uncertain whether it is going to spread even more. So I guess don't eat raw or undercooked snails. Apparently, I got the hiccups. In Taiwan back in 1945, that's when they discovered the rat lungworm. It was reported that not less than 3,000 cases had been reported globally, especially in China, Thailand, and Pacific Islands. The bulk of the cases involved humans eating the nails. Only one confirmed case of the infection was reported in the continental U.S. back in the 90s when a boy ate raw snails. I don't know why kids do that. You know, if I saw a snail, I would not put it in my mouth. I'd maybe keep it, put it in a, you know, not an aquarium, what's it called where you have animals in it, that kind of thing. Yeah, right, the kitty bed. All right, so enough about that. Just, you know, don't be eating snails, okay? Whew. Yeah, speaking of eating, all right, you know, we were talking about portion sizes and weight. And people are like, you know what, okay, we're supposed to cut our rice down, okay? So we're supposed to cut our rice, small bowl. Well, I've seen the dishes that we buy at Target and Walmart, etc., and the small bowl used to be the type of bowl we would have the serving for of the starch for the whole family. So there is a chart here of what the food portions would be by the size, okay? Like, for example, remember I said if you were going to have a portion of meat, so when you look at these diets and they say, you know, one serving of meat or whatever, that's the size of a deck of cards, a single deck. I live in Vegas and we play, you know, triple deck blackjack. No, we're talking a single deck of cards. That is the size of the meat you're supposed to eat. How many of you guys have? That's like two forkfuls of a steak. Anyway, deck of cards for your meat. What about rice? If you were going to eat rice, how much is a serving of rice? They say, look at a tennis ball. If the rice fills up that tennis ball, that's the amount of rice. What about 1 ounce of cooked pasta? If you're allowed to have pasta, and you're allowed to have 1 ounce of cooked pasta, how much is that? They said it fills up a cupcake wrapper. That not way on top, not a cupcake, a cupcake wrapper. That's how small it is. 15 grapes, size of a light bulb. 1/4 cup raisins, the size of an egg. What about cheese? Some of you like, okay, wait a second. They say we could have a little bit of cheese, but how much cheese? Take a 9-volt battery. A 9-volt battery-sized cheese is 1.5 ounces of cheese. I could eat 5 of those as an appetizer, easy. What about 3 ounces of grilled or baked fish? That would be the size of a checkbook. Okay, that to me is a little bit more realistic. The size of a checkbook with a piece of meat, still small. 3 ounces of cooked chicken is basically a chicken leg and thigh or a breast. That is 3 ounces worth. What about 1/2 cup of potato chips, crackers, popcorn? It would be the size of a man's handful. So your handful, that's it. Some of you guys take a handful and do that 10 times over. No. What about 1/3 cup? That would be a woman's handful. So portion sizes are going to be the next big push on us dieting. When you see the Last Supper, picture of Jesus eating the Last Supper, and you see the size bowls. Remember they talked about recreating it where the bowls looked, you know, more realistic to art. Don't be changing that. No, they ate out of small dishes back then. That's just how it was done. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, Ebola. Apparently, Sierra Leone Village is on lockdown now after 31 new cases recorded. This flare-up, they say, is because of one man who escaped quarantine in Freetown. All right? Big setback for Sierra Leone. The community of 500 just outside the town of McKinney has now been put on lockdown. World Health Organization said cases have been linked to one man who escaped a quarantine in Freetown to go home to his village to get treatment from a traditional faith healer. The quarantine area is a fishing community yards from the hotel where many humanitarian agencies have stayed. On Sunday, they said we only had 5 patients. It was really quiet. Then all of a sudden, ambulances started arriving, and we had 16 people, and it hasn't stopped since. I think we have 50 patients with 31 confirmed Ebola cases. It's a 100-bed center, and it has been the busiest it has ever been. Most of the patients are part of the fisherman's extended family. And the flare-up comes less than a week when the country recorded just 2 new cases of Ebola, which is the lowest since the virus hit last May. So they were really doing well. It was expected to not have any new cases by June, and now there's this setback, which is why, unfortunately, the quarantines are pretty crucial in that area. In the past 6 days, 69 cases have been reported of death. Now the death toll hits over 3,100. The man who escaped quarantine unfortunately died 24 hours after returning home, and the family had brought a faith healer, which included touching him, washing him, etc. And then unfortunately they all were in the hospital after that, and the faith healer has died. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.